Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Maseches Nedarim, and we are up to Parak Yud, Mishnah Vav. Now, the halacha is, if a guy dies without children, so there's a mitzvah called Yibum. So, if they do a sort of Erusin before just doing the Yibum, that's called Mimer, that's a type of Erusin Midrabanan. So, even if none of the brothers wants to marry the Yavama, she has a Zika that asks her to marry anybody else. So, the only way to get rid of that Zika is by doing chalitza. So what happens? Can those brothers be mefer a yavama's nedarim if she's awaiting yibum or chalitza? Shomeres yavam. So such a woman is called a shomeres yavam, a woman who is awaiting yibum or chalitza. Bein liyavam echad, whether there's only one brother that survived her husband, bein l'shnei yavam, or there are two brothers, Rabbi Eliezer Omer yafer, that he can cancel the nedarim. He could be mefer her nedarim together with her father, because that's the equivalent of a Nara Marasa. Before Maimer, though, the bond with the Zika with the brother or brothers isn't strong enough to allow them to cancel. So we're assuming that this is after they've already done Maimer, that one of the brothers had done Maimer on her, and therefore it says if she's his Arusa, so in conjunction with the father, they could be made for the Nadarim. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, well, whether they did Maimer or not, La'echad, if there's only one Yavam, one brother, so he's able to be made for the Nadarim, because that Zika is as strong as the Zika with the real husband. But if she's waiting for two Yavams, then they cannot cancel her Nadarim, because you don't know which one of them is ultimately going to be the one to do Yibum or Chalitza, so which one of them is the one that really has the rights to her Nadarim. And Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, a third Chita, Lola Echad V'lo L'shnayim, whether it's one brother or two brothers, neither of them could be made for the Nadarim, because even if they did Mimer, that's the Zika is not strong enough to make it like a husband. So Rabbi Lezer says, and I'll prove it to you, that a Yavam who does Mimer is able to cancel his Yavama's Nadarim. Again, Rabbi Eliezer was the first of the three Shitas who allows the brother that did Maimer to cancel the Nadarim, even if there are other brothers in the picture. And he says, Uma'im isha shekanu la'atzmo. If a woman who a man marries on his own, he marries her directly, harehu mefer nadareha, he's able to be mefer nadarim. Isha shekanu la'min ha'shamayim, a woman that was given to him in ha'shamayim, eino din she'afer nadareha, all the more so, he should be able to be mefer nadarim. Meaning there's this automatic Zika, and then Mimer adds to that automatic Zika that already existed. So it makes sense that you have a Kinyan Min HaShemayim plus your own Kinyan, so that should be stronger than a regular bond, and therefore if the regular Aris can be made for his wife's Nadarim, a Yavam should also be able to be made for his wife's Nadarim. So Rabbi Amalo Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says back, lo, yeah, that's not correct. Imamar to be Isha Shekano Hu Ba'atzmo. You can say, about a woman who he chose to marry himself, she'in la'achirim barashos, maybe that's because prior to that, no one else had any rights in her. She was single prior to that. So that bond is a much more strong bond. Whereas when it's a case of Yibum, granted, this bond with her is comes min ha'shamayim, but other people had rashos in her. Before the Maimer, all the brothers had a bond with the almana, not just the one who did the Maimer with her. So even when one brother does the Maimer, his bond with the Yavama is not as strong as a regular Aris Va'arusa, where it's just an exclusive relationship. So yeah, an Aris could be made for Nadarim, but that does not necessarily mean that a Yavam who did Maimer could be made for Nadarim. So that's a rejection of Rabbi Eliezer's Raya. But Rabbi Yeshua, who said, well, it depends if there's one or two Yavams, says, well, Amar la Rabbi Yeshua, Akiva, Dvarecha b'shnei Yavamin, your Svara only makes sense if there's another brother, but if there's no other brother, then what are you going to say? Meaning then you should also agree that he has the right to be mefer the Nadarim, which means you should really agree to me. So Rabbi Akiva says, no, even the Zika between the Yavam and the Yavama, when there's only one Yavam, is still weaker than an Aris and an Arusa. Amalo, and a Yavama, Gemura liYavam, Kshem Sharusa, Gemura liYisha. A Yavama is not totally connected to the Yavam, like an Arusa is connected to her Arus. Because if some other person sleeps with the Arusa, then that's an Eshas Ish, and he's Chayiv Misa. If someone in the some other person sleeps with the Yavama, he's not Chayiv Mitzah, it's a love of Yavama Lashuk. So so it's obviously not as strong of a connection. Okay, moving on now to Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. If someone says to his wife before he leaves, and this is talking about Nesua, any Nedarim that you take from the time I leave here until I come back from my trip, I am hereby being Mekayim the Nedarim. Lo Amar Klum. That is not effective because we assume he didn't really mean such a thing. So she makes any Nedarim while he's away, and as soon as he hears about it, he's still able to be made for the Nedarim. Harehi Mufarin, if he's made for the Nedarim in advance, so Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Lazar says that Tafara works, and the Chum say that Tafara does not work. So the Chum and Rabbi Lazar each explain why it should or shouldn't work. So I'm Rabbi Eliezer, imhe for Nedarim Shabbal Chalis, or if a husband has the ability to be made for Nedarim that have already become us, or that, you know, had already been Chal, and she already was not allowed to violate them, lo yefer Nedarim Shabbal Chalis, shouldn't he be able to be made for Nedarim that have not yet been made, where they did not yet take effect? So if he does it in advance, it's even better. So Amalel the Chum said back, no, Harei Yomer, the pasuk says, Isha yikimenu v'isha yifirenu, that the husband can be mekayim or be made for the Nedarim, but only Esha bal l'chlal hakeim, bal l'chlal hafer, lo bal l'chlal hakeim, lo bal l'chlal hafer, only Nedarim that that were possible to be mekayim, meaning that have already been made, are you able to be mefer? But nedarim that were not possible to be mekayim, you're not allowed to be mefer. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if you have a shomeres yavam, we have three opinions about a Shomeres Yavam and her Hafaras Nedarim. So that Rabbi Elazar was the first Tana, said whether it's one Yavam or multiple Yavamim, the Yavam could be Mefer the Neder. Rabbi Yeshua said, provided that there was Maimer done, Rabbi Yeshua said only if there was one Yavam, but not if there were two Yavamim. Rabbi Kiva says, even if there's only one Yavam, no one is allowed to be Mefer the Nedarim. So Rabbi Elazar made his point. He said, if a woman, that a guy is coming on his own, he could be Mefer for an Nedarim, someone that they were makna to him in a Shemayim, and then he did Maimer, all the more so he should be Mefer. So Rabbi Kiva said back, no, a woman, he's Kona on his own, no one else has Rishus in her. A woman that's Siknulam in a Shemayim, all the other brothers have Rishus, and have the same Rishus he has in her. So Rabbi Shua said back, yeah, that only works though if you assume that there are other brothers. If there's only one brother, he should be able to be made for the Nedarim. So Rabbi Kiva responded, no, the connection between a Yavama and her Yavam is not the same as an Arusa to the husband. Haraya, if she cheats on her husband, an Arusa cheats on her husband, that guy is Chayiv Misa. A Yavam and a Yavama, you don't have that Chayiv Misa. And then Mishnah Zayin, we said that if a guy tells his wife, any Nedarim you take from here on in until I get back from my trip should be Mekuyam, he cannot be Mekayim Nedarim in advance. But if he wants to be Mefer Nedarim in advance, that's Machlokas. Rabbi Elazar says he can, the say he can't. Rabbi Elazar says, I'll prove to you that he can. If you could even be made for an Nedarim that exists already, all the more so you should be able to be made for an Nedarim that don't even exist yet. You should be able to preempt them. And the Chum said, no, Esha Baluchal HaKeim, Baluchal HaFer, only Nedarim that you could be Mekayim, meaning Nedarim that already exist, can you be made for him? Nedarim that you cannot be Mekayim because they do not yet exist, you cannot be made for. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Yud at Mishnah Ches.